Today on Locked On Rockies, being on the wrong side of history.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the sixth day of September in the year 2022. I am your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team every single day right here on the wonderful Locked On Podcast Network. And if your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, guess what? You're in the right place. Because we're here breaking things down. Who am I? I am Rockies fan extraordinaire Paul Holden, and I've been following this team my entire life and been bringing you this daily Colorado Rockies podcast for about a couple of years now, I think. I don't know. It's always weird when those type of things come in. I just looked over to the right here on my side, and there's just a huge spider, just an absolutely massive spider that has completely derailed my entire process here. That is just a big spider. I don't know what I'm going to do about that thing. Maybe it's here to chill and listen to some Rockies talk. We'll just ride with it. I'll take it off the screen for those. But anyway, on Locked On Rockies today, what are we going to talk about? I thought this article by Purple Row was fascinating and something I think completely highlights this season for the Rockies. And this also, if you are not part of Rene Descartes' Rockies-centric links newsletter, you should definitely get on it. It's a really great weekly newsletter where you can get all sorts of helpful links to wonderful Rockies stuff. And this is where I get a lot of my show pitches and things like that, or some show ideas, including today. And that takes us over to Purple Row. Skylar Timmons writes on Purple Row, "The Rockies and being on the wrong side of history. History is always made up of two sides to the same story. For every feat that has been accomplished, there's always some poor, unfortunate soul that was a key contributor to that notable feat. Among the many unfortunate things that have happened to the Colorado Rockies in 2022, a strange occurrence that I'm sure many folks have noticed is the number of notable achievements, milestones, and historical feats that seem to always pop up against this team. This article isn't meant to bash the Rockies, but rather highlight some of the strange, unfortunate coincidences that just so happen to involve the Rockies' contributions." This starts with Esildur's hair. I think I got that right. The article was sparked by the dominant pitching clinic put on by Atlanta Braves rookie pitcher Spencer Strider last Thursday when the Rockies struck out 16 times against the young righty in 8 innings of work. He allowed just 2 hits and didn't walk anyone as he continued to bamboozle Rockies hitters with a simple 2-pitch mix of a high-octane fastball and devastating slider. When you think of the rich history of Braves pitching, especially in the 1990s, it felt like a surprise that Strider set a new franchise record for most strikeouts in a regular 9-inning affair, surpassing Hall of Famer John Smoltz, who reached the 15 punch-out mark twice in his career, most recently in 2005. It was also the 4th time in Rockies history that they have struck out at least 16 times against a pitcher in a single game. Strikeouts are a huge part of baseball now, and the Rockies' unfortunate hitting trends this season haven't been kind to them, but hey, they haven't been a victim to a no-hitter. He adds a little bit about playing against Miguel Cabrera and the 3,000th hit at the beginning of the year. I'll let you go and read that one if you want. But Albert Pujols, in his pursuit of 7 home runs, has been one of the hottest hitters in the month of August. Oddly enough, as a player over the age of 40, there's still room for first-time feats in a long-storied career. While playing in a forgettable series in St. Louis on August 18th and the game already out of hand, Pujols was called up to pinch hit with the bases loaded. He proceeded to belt career homer 690, his 16th career grand slam, and oddly enough, it was the first time he had ever hit a pinch hit grand slam. That's not all, because Adam Wainwright also helped send them both into the record books. Wainwright fired 7 shutout innings against the Rockies, making it the first time in MLB history that a 40-year-old player hit a grand slam and a 40-year-old player threw at least 7 scoreless innings for the same team in the same game, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. The fact that in over 150 years of MLB history that something like this has never happened is one of the wonderful things about baseball stats, and at least Rockies had the chance to be a part of that, even though it was a blowout. And I gotta disagree with Skyler on on the positive spin on that one. What we're seeing when stuff like this happens, and Wainwright and Pujols have, it wasn't just the Rockies they were successful against. I know that they have had pretty good seasons, and Pujols especially with you know, everyone thinking he was done. Wainwright's kind of been still around doing good things still. The Rockies always being on the other side of these things is a sign that this isn't working. The plan isn't working. The construction of the roster isn't working. The philosophy of the team isn't working. There's more records that are set here as we in Skyler's. There's two more examples of records here. Let's dive back in here. Young Blue Blood. It wouldn't be an article about being on the wrong side of histories if we didn't mention the Los Angeles Dodgers. It seems like the Dodgers have an endless stream of players, especially rookies, just eager to make a splash against the Rockies. James Outman was the last benefactor after he had a historic performance in Dodgers history, where he made his debut at the end of July this season. In his first at-bat in the big leagues, Outman connected for a two-run homer on the third pitch he saw in the third inning. He followed that up with a single and double later in the game, becoming the first Dodger in franchise history to log three hits, including a home run, totaled three RBI, and scored two runs in his MLB debut. He was also the first MLB player in 7 years to tally three hits, one home run, and three RBI in a debut since Joey Gallo did in 2015. The Rockies are the perfect team to do this against. They don't dominate at home. They haven't gotten a pitching staff this year that's really going to make you work. With the regression of the Colorado Rockies this year, it's no surprise that these teams are able to set these records. And yes, these are some kind of analytics splitting and diving into these weird stats. Yes, sure. That Dodger stat had three factors into it, like some big long parlay. But over 40-year-olds and rookies shouldn't be able to come up and just absolutely slam the Colorado Rockies, whether it be on the road or at home. The Rockies on the road are just about pathetic. I mean, they play good baseball, but the offense and the bullpen performances that we saw over this road trip, I mean, the Rockies went up against some of the best. Pitching and the offense is definitely an issue for sure, and the amount of strikeouts, absolutely. But when you look at the actual, when you look at just some of the issues and some of the philosophies and just some of the things that the Rockies were doing, it just, boy, howdy. They just come up short everywhere this weekend. I mean, and pitching, strikeouts. I mean, there's just nothing about this team that really puts it makes them a threat, especially on the road. They won 21 games on the road this year. Is that, let's see. Let's see here. I should have had this up because I knew I was going to talk about this. The Rockies are 21-46 on the road this year. Remember how bad Arizona was last year? Remember how much crap I talked about Arizona this year at the beginning of the year? They're four games away from 500. They've gone 8-2 in their last record. The Diamondbacks aren't having teams set records on them. The Diamondbacks aren't in as bad of a situation as the Rockies are in. And that shows. And that is a big, big deal. Like, these records are a little something small, but golly, every single player that's got a franchise moment or is looking to break out has to be licking their chops going up against the Rockies. The Rockies couldn't even take down a Cincinnati Reds team that most of the people don't even know. There's no way. Unless you're outside a Reds fan, a real diehard Reds fan, that you knew who half the roster on the Reds team was this weekend. Being on the wrong side of history is a bad thing, and it's more and more and more examples of things not working. Going to dive into more of that, going to kind of talk a little bit more about that. But if things aren't working when it comes to hiring for your business, as you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. And LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to help spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that nearly every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonmlb. That's linkedin.com/lockedonmlb to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. Diving into the live chat here, Tanner Cruz says, Rockies are bad. No sugarcoating. It's just sad at this point. Justin Lawrence just straight up throwing the game, giving up three runs. I've forgotten 10 pitches. Being at this game, I was so mad. And he says, follows it up. I agree. The road Rockies are just pitiful and sad. I mean, these are professional athletes. They're much better at the game of baseball than I am. And we've heard the frustrations. But what is it going to take? How many times are we going to hear stories of frustrated Rockies players of, we're just not getting the job done or underperforming? I really, really do not want to listen to the front office lean on Chris Bryant injuries and believing that they have the right people in place. If this team doesn't make drastic changes after this, it's a commitment to mediocrity. It's a commitment to the business model that's working for them. It's working in a successful way because the stadium still has fans, the attendance is still high, the radio and TV deal is still there. The Rockies don't have to worry about some of these other things that small markets that are underperforming or other markets, because again, I don't like calling the Rockies small market, other markets have to deal with. The Rays are dealing with all their stuff, and they're in the midst of a playoff race. They completely rechanged and rethought and changed their entire approach and philosophy to baseball, exactly like the Rockies need to do. The Rockies need to desperately, desperately change what they are doing. And now you guys can see my giant spider friend over here who's been tuning in. He's made his way back onto the show. But it's a more and more of an example of how the Rockies really, really need to change everything down to its core. There should not be a member of the coaching staff or the front office whose job is safe right now. Oh, boy. He's on the ground now. He's mobile. I don't like that. Don't like that at all. We're going to keep an eye on him and see where he goes. But anyway, the Rockies need to make sure that it's a lot of me kind of saying the same thing. It's a lot of putting the same message, the same thing out there, the same story. No pun intended. But it's just true. How many times do you want to sit there and keep hearing that your team is setting records, is having their rookies come out and set the best debuts in franchise history, more strikeouts than Hall of Fame pitching? It's just absolutely frustrating that when you look at this season and when you've looked at the two off seasons and everything leading up to this current moment in Rockies history, nothing's going to change. I mean, do you, the Rockies fan, believe that this team is going to do something different this offseason? Because I don't. I really, really don't. There's no example. The inactivity at the trade deadline, the commitment to some of these players, the comments being made. How many times can you be on the wrong side of history? How many times can a 40-year-old player set a record against you? How many times can a rookie have the greatest debut in franchise history against you until you realize, until you say to yourself as a member of the front office, this isn't working. The philosophy and the approach to us as a baseball team is broken. It's not working. The roster as constructed isn't working. The money given to some players isn't working. These Chris Bryant injuries are going to come back. Plantar fasciitis is not going to go away. Lower back pain is not going to go away. So, and there's a whole article you should read from Danielle Allen Tucker that highlights this. So when the organization is going to lean on the Chris Bryant injuries, it's going to lean on young guys, and it's going to lean on the Dodgers just being a great team, it's not going to help you get better. It's not going to give you an opportunity to turn the franchise around. Use the good pieces that you have, capitalize on some of the good things that you do have. Instead, it's a commitment to your mediocrity. It's a commitment to being on the wrong side of history. And the chat brings up a big question here that we're going to answer in just a moment. Adrian Ortega in the chat says, I think it's time to bench McMahon. And Tanner Crew says, I think so too. We got my spider friend check in. Benching Ryan McMahon seems like you need to give your young guys opportunities. And with the fact that McMahon has struggled this year, does give you some opportunity. But McMahon is emerging to be your leader. I think Brendan Rodgers actually is going to be more of that role. I think he fills that role a little bit better. But I think McMahon wants these opportunities, these last opportunities, to prove himself. The Rockies believe in him. Now it's time for McMahon to believe in himself, because the issue with Ryan McMahon is he becomes a trade piece. He becomes someone that, if Ryan McMahon doesn't step up to what the Rockies' expectations are, he's someone who isn't going to have a piece of a place to fit into the puzzle. If he can't hit the way he does, if his defense, if he never recaptures the defense of last year and plays defense like he did this year, it is, I just don't think that is going to be the move for the Rockies. I think the Rockies are going to continue to give Ryan McMahon every opportunity, and I think he's deserved the chance to prove himself. Ryan McMahon is very much entered a stage of prove it territory, and that's going to continue through this season, and I'm sure that's going to be a huge talk of spring training next year. Because if Montero is going to bring this lineup power, if he's going to hit the ball over the wall, if he's going to get you extra base hits, that's going to be something that is going to be a huge storyline in spring. So I don't necessarily agree with benching McMahon now, but I very much see the frustration with McMahon, and I very much do believe that he is in a prove it situation. He is in prove it mode. He needs to step up. And that includes on defense as well. He needs to be better on. He can't be throwing the ball away anymore. He cannot be making. The Rockies cannot play defense like this anymore either. Another huge regression for the Rockies this year. The defense is another way the Rockies are. And Adrian does say crazy action in the chat today. Tanner says, Paul gets so worked up so much. If I was him, I would need to take a nap after every podcast. I don't know how he puts up with this crap from the Rockies. Good job with the show. Thank you. I do it for you. I do it because we got the pop in chat, and I see some more that we're going to dive into here. I get this worked up because I genuinely care about this team more than any other professional sports team. And I want them to be relevant. I want them to be exciting. I want the Rockies to be a part of this dominant, or hopefully dominant, era of Colorado sports, or just dominant in terms of personality and scope and appearance. That's why I get so worked up, is because I know this team, I like this team, and I care about this team a lot. But this team has been so close and has done some things right and has been close to going after and doing some big, big things, but they just fall short here. It's a little bit That's why I rant. That's why I rave here. FreeLast620 says, hey, Paul, great video going to Isotope Star Wars Night on September 10th. Any new call-ups I should look out for? I know there have been a lot of guys being called up to Colorado recently. I hope I can see Zach Zvine soon in Albuquerque. I actually, you know, my big thing is I'd really like to know what the reception for Bernard is back in Albuquerque. I'm curious to see how everyone perceives him and what him coming back and what his story and everything can mean to the club. I wonder if he's going to be kind of someone that becomes a little bit of an Isotopes lore, someone that maybe might get involved in the organization or something like that. As for other prospects, tell me if there's a left-handed pitcher out there. If you see a left-handed pitcher in the Rockies organization, let me know and give and bring it in on how well they do. But I think Zach Veen is going to be the most exciting person to see in Albuquerque real soon. That will be that. And another live chatter today. Trevor, we got Rock's Hot Take saying McMahon is another example of Dick Monfort rewarding loyalty. Yeah, I mean, Ryan McMahon, I'm sure when the Rockies offered that deal, it was, I'm taking that immediately. I think Ryan McMahon as a player understood that that's going to be one of the best deals he's going to get. Doesn't have to move, gets to be in the same organization, get that money, which works out well for him. I like Ryan McMahon. I just want more from Ryan McMahon because we've seen more from Ryan McMahon. Trevor Salzman here says, hard to imagine that the Rockies do anything big this offseason, but fresh minds in the fresh front office and fresh minds on the coaching staff, especially on the pitching side, is very overdue. We've said it a million times, but again, there is no confidence to be built in this team in this offseason. Doesn't matter what moves or anything are made, if there is not a single change in the coaching or the front office staff. Because statistically, everywhere the Rockies have taken steps backwards. You cannot reward steps backwards with promotions. You cannot reward steps backwards with extensions. You cannot reward steps backwards with all of that action there. There has to be a repercussion for the Rockies taking steps back on offense, defense, and pitching this year. You cannot continue to go into and say that you have confidence in this staff and the way that they are being coached, because that is just not the case. Bud Black's not going anywhere. I firmly believe that Bud Black is going to finish out his contract and he will not be fired. The Rockies will not fire Bud Black. I can tell you that. But the other stuff, I don't know. Adrian says, do you think Hilliard's time is done with Sean playing more now? I think Hilliard's playing time is going to take a huge dip, and especially if Sean's going to put the ball over the wall like we've seen it. And if what the Rockies, I mean, they've seen a lot of Hilliard. They haven't seen a lot of Sam. So I would imagine Hilliard's playing time is going to take a huge hit because of Bouchard being up there. And Tanner Crew, last viewer comment here before we close the show, says, also, I say 2023 is Ryan's make or break season. Don't be sorry ever for bombarding me with questions. Live chat makes the show better. The best live. This is probably got to be one of the best live chats we've ever had. Had a crazy big spider that I think I still have track of here to get him out of my room. I'm going to do the nice approach. I'm going to safely transport the spider, but boy, oh boy, that was a big, big spider. Nothing like doing, you know, but maybe this, the spider ran away. So he's put off by the Rockies as well. But hey, we love the Rockies, and I love all of you Rockies fans for tuning in here to the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you for making us your first listen of the day. Hey, football season is right around the corner, and don't miss out on the Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022, an eight episode extravaganza to get you ready for the NFL season. The local team experts of the Locked On Podcast Network, plus a betting angle from Lee Sterling of Locked On Bets, all combining into one Ultimate NFL Preview. Search for Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022 on your Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, and you can find us there as well, wherever you get your podcasts, and on the YouTube channel, just like Tanner at Rocks Hot Takes, Trevor Salzman, Adrian Ortega, Free at Last 620, all hung out here in the live chat. If you subscribe on YouTube, you know when we go live, that means you can answer your Rockies questions live right here on the show, and it makes the show a heck of a lot better. Folks, follow the show on Twitter at LO Rockies. Follow me at Paul Holden 33. And until next time, I'm Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.